Lecture topic, the importance of Parda and the harms of backbiting.
You notice that in this day we find that all kinds of classes, people are going to Islamic classes in Madrasa, so many Muslim schools also the same. Men are going to Islamic classes. Women are going all the time, they've been in different classes all the time. But the fitna is increasing more. This Mahazir said this. I'm not saying. The more we got these activities, the more increase of all kinds. The reason for that is because of intermingling. That's a very big sin. And we take it at a very small act. That extent that, like the husband's younger brother, or the husband's bigger brother, or his children, his nephews, nieces, who one's supposed to make farda with. But they say, you know, they grew up in farda. What is necessary for us to make farda? These kind of statements they make. And he's gone to that extent, he's surprised that, okay, if they grew up with you, they're not committing, they have no bad intentions. But the sin is still there. The sin is still there. Then you're supposed to make farda. And you don't do that. In the book of deeds, what is written there? It's written that you committed a sin. So one should be very, very careful, be conscious about this. And it's happening very open at homes nowadays. And even on functions too, intermingling all the time. They don't know what they're looking for. You'll be surprised what's happening. I'll tell you what's happening. Then you get a shock what is happening. Whatever Allah Ta'ala brings law about in this world is the best for us. We cannot see it, but we must accept it. And do not argue with the law of Allah. Man does not argue with the law of the country. He just abides to it. But here the law of Allah is, Allah knows best what is good for us. And the Hukama have said this too. That you be very careful when it comes to this parda business. Give an example. Last week I received a phone call. Where a person said to me that, Maulana, I've got a very big problem. What's your problem? My problem is this much. That my niece, her uncle, wants to interfere with her. And he knows openly that she's haram. No Mamaji. Because he's a Mamaji, he comes in. Look where he's gone to. He doesn't realize that he's supposed to be very careful. And he's interfering with her. Fortunately, she had the guts to bring it forward to the family so that they could bring a stop to it. But just imagine where he's gone to. That I have to tell that person, that uncle, or whoever he is, he's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. And this is where he's gone to that extent. That I told him it is haram to him to go to the house also. You are not going to talk to him too. Now this is what you call, because it is Allah Ta'ala, I'm not talking to you. You understand? You break off relationship because you submit a guna, which is haram. And fortunately that girl was strong enough to bring forward. As if she got frightened, did not bring forward, then what will happen? It leads to so many other wrongs. We do not know, but let me tell another incident. Nephews, nieces, living in one house. In the end of the day, the man of the house, his nephew is his children. His children, the outcome of his wife is from his nephews. The nephews have all the affairs. And the poor man now they double down the blame. Why? Because why we doing all the wrong things? We allowing them to meet one another. Good families, we allowing them to meet one another. We don't look for Allah's command. But the time of Rahmatullah alayhi, his own cousin, they're so old, they reach a certain age. At that time they want to come and make their birthday. He said, they did not allow them to. You are not concerned whether they are happy. You are only concerned Allah again. We today, we do not come so concerned of them. Do you know something? Likewise, the lip clubs are going to. The child, their daughter is going to the lip club. End of the day, what happens? When they end up in this manner, that they now get mixed up. There's now one case came to me now. Today, the girl wants to run away from the job with the driver. But tell me where you are going to. You are trying to save you and save Islam. Save yourself. Do the right things. This parda is not a small thing. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. Our women don't make parda too. So this intermingling must take it out of our lives. Our young boys too. Another one, the young from young fella now, he ran away with his cousin now. When we get married to him, he said, ask me, what must I do? I said, what must you do? When they ran away, what must you do now? Now you're looking to cover your face everywhere. What I'm trying to tell you, where we are going to? What's the reason for that? Only for one reason. I know the talk of the cell phone all the time. That is the main cause of it. The main cause is cell phone. But I'm trying to tell you where we've gone to. We've got Islamic studies carrying on. The mother is gone there. The father is gone to this place. Everything they're doing, but what's happening at the end of the day? He's doing more sins, more fitna the day. More fitna the day. So this is how he's gone to now. That poor man, I'm going to disappoint, disturb, but I tell you it is your own fault that you allow your nephew to stay in your own house and that is okay with your wife. Just imagine your own sister, your own nephew, and then look at the children that all children don't belong to him, they belong to the nephew. And that's how the man broke down. I'm not concerned, man is breaking down and concerned what great father he does to us. We still not showing any importance to it. We're not showing any importance to it. We still allow our women to talk with the men. We must stop all those please. Between namaz one side, we can commit guna one side too. And the youngsters also doing the same thing too. They put in the eyes, they put in the wrong places too. Well, what are they studying then? So we have to look after ourselves, look after the children also. This great perfection is a very bad thing. We do not know that the error of the shaitan, once it gets into a person's heart, it's very difficult to come out of it then. Many people have become victim of it. So we have to learn now. I'm not saying you must come fight with the wife, but bring about a rule that force you or yourself must make parda. It must not be that you tell the wife to make permission, but you are not making parda. You must become an example first. This parda is a very important. Allah has brought all the mu'minin and rubbu min abasarihim. Allah has said to cast to put your glance below the ground, not to look everywhere. So one side doing namaz, so one side doing this also. So Allah must save us all. Very important, and do not take it as a light thing. Then the next moment your wife is gone with someone else, and then what happens? Again, another case came to me. Now what is wrong? You know, we're playing, you know, cards and my friend's wife and my friend's wife. I said, what is wrong with the wife? When I say, when you lose the wife, then you tell me what is wrong. He asked me. Not even 1 month time, he lost his wife. With his best friend. So what I'm trying to tell you, you do something wrong, Allah does not like that. So you have to take it out of your system. The what is Allah's command is the best for us. You will learn to accept it. You will learn to accept it and you see how much barakah you get in the kingdom. But you must be kind enough to talk the right way. Make sure that Lord Allah. Not that, you know, today, you know, we are having a bride, let's have a mix. I was shocked. One person came to me, tell me, you are going to a bride. When you go there, they're dancing in the kingdom. Each one taking his own husband and dancing. I'm not talking of anything, I'm talking of now. And the good families, we're not supposed to do all those things. They're supposed to be doing good things, but that was happening to Abraham. And we are also participating in those things too. We are encouraging those things too. What do you expect then? When you do the wrong thing, what do you expect? All the time when you're on guard, the most important thing is your eyes. Your eyes is very important. Make sure that you control your eyes, do not look at the wrong things. Once you look at it, it's gone. The wife will just slip away. That is why, you know, that person is following the woman. The woman looked at him and said, what are you looking at me for? He said, no, he didn't say anything. You don't fear Allah. She said, you don't fear Allah. And she carried on. And while she was walking, He looked, you're still following. After he said, you don't fear Allah, you're still walking. She looked at him now and said, why are you now following me? He said, your eyes have drawn me. Your eyes have drawn me. The moment she said to her that, she said, okay, come. He thought now he's very happy, now he's getting invitation. She takes him to the house, make him sit down, and she was from a very rich family too. Everything was present there, make him sit down. The next moment she goes to the room and come with a tray, presenting in front of this person. When he comes in front of the person, he's thinking now, gifts are coming, you see, gifts are coming. And he opened the thing, he has two eyes. Two eyes. He said, what is this now? He says, she said, that eye is called fitna, cannot be in my body. She took the eyes out. Just to tell you what the eyes can do. Do not look down at anyone, look at our own selves. Do not look at anyone else, look at our own selves. We've got all our faults on ourselves. Try to put our own faults right. And remember one thing, one time, one mistake you make is because it's difficult to put it right. So parda is very important. And parda today is sad. Those days the parda was the way the woman should wear parda, that the man did not put it second time to. You can forget first time. Yet the way the woman wears parda, the man will look 10 times. Who is this person? Why? Because you're drowning yourself. You're not supposed to drown. You're supposed to drown for your husband. At home, you look at the woman, she's not well dressed at all. The husband comes, you don't want to look at the wife too. Where they said in the hadith too, in the kitab also, when the husband comes home, the way the wife has drawn herself in a manner that all the problems are gone. All the problems will be gone. She must smile when they train them. But she won't do that, but when she goes to some function, that means she's not ready for the husband, she wants others to admire her. Whereas who's supposed to admire? I'm sorry to say, they may get hurt what I'm saying, but what is the truth must be told, that they are doing that today. They did not bond themselves the husband. The husband is tired, that's what's supposed to be. He's very, very tired, he comes home. The way he's tired, but the way when she's drawn herself and comes in front of the husband, that all his tiredness goes away, all his problems go away too. There was one very, very great woman, pious woman. She should drawn herself and come to the husband, you need me or not? The moment she says, I do not need you, then that's the time he goes and she kills herself and makes ibadah. So what I'm trying to say to you, please, do not have a woman, I don't want to use the wrong word, loitering around, going to this place, that place, you know, stay at home. The woman's place is at home. She must remain at home. She's the queen of the house. She must be happy in the house. She's not supposed to go outside out for unnecessary things. When you go for unnecessary, this is the outcome of it. Allah can protect us all. And I'm saying again, do not look down on anyone. Please do not look down on anyone, look down on yourself. So Allah will give us the tawfiq of acting on that. So that is the first thing that is important, for what is happening in society. I'm just giving it to our eyes also. There's so many others I can tell you to be shocked. You will be shocked from whose home. Then you tell me my daughter ran away. You said, oh, you're a non-Muslim. And now you're going to make a Muslim. For what? For convenience. You don't want to make a Muslim because of Islam. Because you want to marry this person, don't think that the convenience to get married. So what kind of marriage is that then? What coming out of that too? Just the convenience. The father got no face. The mother got no face anymore. It's because of our own wrongdoings. Second thing is most important. That many people, you know, they want to come on the right path. But they find it difficult. And Allah Ta'ala is one who always makes things easy for us. People make it not difficult, easy for us. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, I always want you, I don't want to punish you, so I'll do one thing for you. That whenever you commit a sin, make tawbah straight away. Listen to this very carefully. Whenever you commit a sin, that does not mean commit sin now. No, I'm not saying commit sin. The easiest way to reform, whenever you commit a sin, make tawbah straight away. Do not wait for the tawbah, to make tawbah. It's straight away when you committed a sin, oh Allah, forgive me. That relationship to Allah must become strong again, oh Allah, forgive me. And thereafter, again you commit a sin, oh Allah, forgive me, make tawbah. We're making tawbah by that time, continuous making tawbah. What will be the outcome? The outcome will be this, that the slowly, gradually, the love of Allah will overtake that. Because you make an effort to make tawbah. To tawbah is very important. Toba is very important. You make an effort that I will not commit the sin. But you're making toba. By making toba all the time, then inshallah, the barakat of that, you leave away the sin. But if the person does not want to do that also, as the Tanya Rama says, then there is no other way. That is not interest. If the person interests for which other better remedy, then can that be said? What is a better remedy? Commit a sin, make toba. Little toba, straight away toba. Then what happens? Automatically you come, the time will come that you keep away from all kinds of sins. So this is also a very big thing that's happening in the final death. That you find that people, they do not want to make toba, then they expect things to happen. Likewise, the effect of ghibat, because ghibat is something which is very common now. What is the effect of the ghibat of the heart? We always think the ghibat of the tongue only. The ghibat of the heart is also very important. You don't realize that. First of all, it has become a common thing that when a person makes ghibat, next person, instead of backbiting, saying, please stop it, do not talk about it. They say, now let me know more about what you're telling me. Now, what kind of person are you? When you find, see a person backbiting, you have to stop him immediately. Or you don't sit in that company at all, or walk away. But ghibat of the heart is something which very few people know about. During Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, very famous incident, coming out of the masjid, he saw a very strong person, a healthy person, strong person, and it crossed his heart, hey, look at this, strong young person, and he is begging. However, he just crossed his heart on him, and he went away. The more closer you become to Allah Ta'ala, the more quick Allah Ta'ala reminds you of your mistake. What happened? He went to sleep, and while in a dream he sees the person giving him human flesh to eat. He told him, what is this? He said, human flesh, but this is haram, how can I eat it? He said, but this morning you will eat something. What do you mean by that? He said, didn't you think of that person who was sitting in a mosque? And he thought of him that, look what kind of person he is. He said, that just came my heart on him. But that came in your heart. But don't think that is give up also. Because you look down at him at the time. The moment you say, what kind of person did you look down at him? That is self-meaning you look down at him. You look down at him at that time. He said, come, give up also. It came to his senses that this is a very big mistake I got in my life. But now if you look into our life, how many mistakes we can have? That kind. We are victim of that crime so much, we don't feel anything about it. For no commit, not bother commit, the sin has been committed all the time. To think bad of a person, during namaz, anything. Look at that person like this, look at that person like that. We just talk it out, not realizing that we look at him down, look down at him. That's why we're talking about him. So he goes and now wakes up, you know. Not like us, you know, if we see a dream, we say, well, it's a dream, next time I'll make sure, you know, I won't make that mistake again. They were fearing this, but Allah Ta'ala will not question on their qiyamah. That's why he spoke to woke up straight away and he went to search for that person, and that person became a kafir wali. He was a big wali. And then when he saw him, Junaid Baghdadi Rahman said, oh, so you saw a dream, but you come and ask for maafi. Then he came to realize, you saw a dream, come and ask for forgiveness, he came to realize, oh Allah, what a big person. So in other words, he tried to tell him the reason why he had to bed, and the clothing that he was wearing to, that was given to someone from someone else to wear on the day of Jummah. So we come to realize, so many things we do, we do not understand that we are going to be backbiting too. Backbiting is a very big sin. It's so big sin that it is worse than zina. You do not understand. We think zina is haram, it's not that, it's very, you know, you find people keeping away from zina. Lord, alhamdulillah, you must keep away from zina. But worse than zina is backbiting. Who is doing that about that? You keep your eye from zina, you control your eyes, you control your tongue, you control everything, your heart, everything. That is controlling all that. But what about the controlling of the backbiting? Do you know something? Backbiting is so bad, if that person does not realize, he's giving all his good deeds to him. Just imagine a whole year you're working so hard all your life, doing all the good ibadat, you make all the ibadat. End of the day, that ibadat is going to your own enemy. Which person is that person who is happy to give all his good things to his enemy? So we don't even realize that we are committing here over backbiting. And every home you find, every home, the women are making wazifah. They are making all kinds of wazifah, the whole day making, but you find with that they are making rivers of backbiting of this person, that person. You think that is a good thing to do? That's why we get a rivers of shaddun zina. A person who commits zina, he can cry to Allah, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive him. The person who hears that, he can get, doesn't come to know you with him or about him, what happens to you. You have to ask for forgiveness. We don't even know that thing. That's why they say, if you sit in the company of people doing backbiting, try to move away from there. And you cannot move from, please hurt me, Allah, I cannot move from here under circumstances, and I'm hurt about him. You mustn't be happy. Today we are happy if someone talks bad on this person. You can be more happy, why? Tell me more about him. So what kind of Islam does he want to do? Our Islam is supposed to be, everything must be in order. As the namaz in order, as the fast in order, your akhlaq must be in order too. The biggest thing you must know that Nabi Karim Sallallahu was coming to this world to perfect what? Akhlaq. He said, I've been sent in this world to bring your perfection in akhlaq. If your akhlaq is not good, if your moral is not good, your conduct is not good, you might imagine how much of ibadah you can make. That ibadah may not have any benefit to you. You'll be surprised. There was a woman that she could make so much ibadah. Daily she made ibadah. Night time she's making ibadah. All the time she's making ibadah. Sahaba I said, I'm told, Ya Rasul, she's making so much ibadah. But her neighbors are not happy with her. Her neighbors are not happy. Nabi Karim said that unfortunately, because of bad habits, he spoils the good habits too. Because of bad habits, the good habit is spoiled also. Just like honey, if you put vinegar into honey, what happens? It gets spoiled. Likewise, your ibadah is spoiled merely because you do all the good deeds, but because you have the next neighbor. How many of us today are doing that? I don't have to tell. Look into our own selves. Look how we are behaving. How we are behaving. Either we are behaving on our wife one side too. Behaving at home one side too. At the outside one side too. Our business dealing with one side too. Everything you look at, each one look at his own life and see what happens to you. Once Nabi Karim said, he said that I saw the ummah making sajda, and they all made sajda. But, and the veil of Allah between them was closed. You know, the veil was closed, not open. Only for those people the veil opened whose akhlaq was good. With akhlaq, on the way of those people who were good, akhlaq, so then Allah opened the way. In other words, so many people, they may not make so much of nafil namaz, they may not make nafil fast, but because of the good akhlaq in them, good action, good character in them, the birth of good character, akhlaq, they surpass those people because their action has been seized. They surpass those people merely because of one good act, because of the good. The greatest thing is what? The greatest thing is akhlaq. You must win that. Islam was spread not through a sword. It was spread through akhlaq. So akhlaq is so important that you must know that that's the biggest thing. And Nabi Karim was the biggest example. Biggest example. One person comes, Aisha told Nabi Karim to Aisha, this person is a bad person coming. Listen to this very carefully. Oh, I saw this person, a very bad person. No, he said, hey, that is a bad old man. He's a bad old man. Don't go near him. Don't see his face. He's a bad old man. You know how we talk? Have to talk the language too. What do you do? So they say, no. So say, I saw this person, a very bad person, I saw. He came to meet Nabi. Nabi was so good to him. The best of best. It's unreal, so best. The moment was so good to him, what was the outcome? When he went away, I said, Ya Rasul, you said that he's a bad person. How come you spoke to him so nicely? So, I said, if he's bad, I must be bad also. Listen to me very carefully. We got to have that person that bad, I'll show him a point too. That's how we talk. No, I said, if he's bad, I must be bad also. How many times people talk about the Muslim Rasul in a bad way? Was it very soft? Very kind. Do not become like that as soon as the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to bring those qualities to us. The majesty is one side, there is something about his parda, which is very important. Please not take it as a small thing, it's a very important. In this world, at the moment, in full of fitna, girls and boys are running away from us. Because of fitna, because of no parda. Parda at home must be strict, they must be strict. Secondly, always remember, control your tongue, not bad by it. And the most important thing at all times, bring good akhlaq. The most important akhlaq, good character. You can be sworn by someone. You know when that person, you can be sworn, but you do not swear that person. That person will call you and say, come here, I'm inviting you. He goes to the house, he says, I got no food, carry on. The person went away. He says, come here. He call him again. He says, yeah, okay. He call him a few times. He says, I got no food, go. He says, please forgive me. I heard you're a very great saint. I was testing you. He says, what are you testing me? What you did, what I did, the dog does that. What I did? There is nothing high and mighty of that actions. The dog does that. You know, when the master call a dog, he comes. The dog, the master kick the dog, so goes on, but still come up and down. So I did the same thing. What come on, I got in me. This is what is supposed to be. Good character. Be good character. Bring about farda in us. Bring all the good deeds in us so that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. That's most important. Number one thing, crime can never be stopped by police. Crime can never be stopped by police, cannot be armed and ammunition, can the army can come, it cannot stop world weapons. Crime can only be stopped with taqwa. Fear of Allah. With all the crime, with all the armed and ammunition of police can come, the army can come, they can never stop you from crime. The only thing that can stop you from crime is what? The fear of Allah. You have fear of Allah Ta'ala, then you got everything. So Allah Ta'ala will get through fear of taqwa of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhudan, alhamdulillah.